Shalom aleichem, students. Friends, this is your special class for Gil Shoshana Bas, Nechagitl, and Avram Mordechai Ben Nechagitl. The Gemara in Kitten Chav Zayin Amit Beis relates that Rabbi Bar Chana lost the get in the Beis Medrash. Rabbi said to the people who found the Aveda that he has a simen and he also has Tfiyas Ayin to recognize this get, and they gave it back to him. And on that, Rabbi said that he doesn't know if they gave him back the get because of the simon that he gave. And they think that a simon beget is the raya midaraisa, and therefore you can use it to divorce the woman. That was really the get that he had lost. Or maybe they thought that simonim are lav daraisa, and the reason they gave him back the get is because he was made on himself that he recognizes the get b'tviyus ayin, and tviyus ayin is a stronger raya than simonim. Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil Irkas Legita adds two words, Shliachoya. So Rashi tells us the truth of the story. In the Gemara it says that Rabbi Bar Chana lost the get, and it could be understood in two ways. Either that he himself is the Megaresh and he lost the get, and it could very well be that Rabbi wasn't the Megaresh himself, but he was a Shliach to be Megaresh and Isha of another woman, and because while doing his Shlichos he lost the get. And Rashi tells us, no. Don't think it was the first way that he's the divorcer. Rather, he's the shliach of the person divorcing. And it's interesting to note that this sugya is in Bava Metzia Yudches Amud Beis, Yutes also. It says in Dibur HaMaschil, Irkas Legita, Rashi says, Shehaya shliach lahavi v'irkas le'vashkechu. So Rashi there also says he was a shliach. So we have to understand Rashi. How does Rashi know that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana wasn't the Megaresh himself? Is it not possible that Rabbi Bar Chana should lose his own get? And that the sugi here in Gittin is talking about a case where the get was lost to the Megaresh himself. How does Rashi know that the Gemara is talking about a case that Rabbi Bar Chana was a shliach? Besides that, we have to understand something else. Even if Rashi knew that Rabbi Bar Chana never divorced his wife, and it's talking about a case where he was a shliach, there's another point to look into. And that is, why does Rashi have to explain this to us? What would be lacking in the pshat of the sugya if we don't know this fact that Rabbi Bar Chana was only a shliach? Would the meaning of the sugya change if Rabbi Bar Chana was the Baal HaGet himself? And we know Rashi is very makatir in his parish, and the whole purpose of Rashi is to be mefarish the sugya. So what would we have been lacking had we not known this detail that he was a shliach? So we have two kashas. A, how does Rashi know that he was a shliach? And B, why is it important for us to know this? The Maharam Shif, here in Gittin, is omed on the first kasha, and he writes, Rashi b'dibur HaMaschil Irkas Le'kosav Shliachoya v'lo get didei v'lo nichale l'fari shigirish es ishto sharei gemara meres bo re'at kama koshin gerish and shafilu v'zberach mora loved mos. So he says it can't be that he was the one who was divorcing his wife, because the Gemara says that gerish is schlecht, it's geferlich, that even the mizbeach cries when somebody gets divorced. How could be Rabbi Chana got divorced? So Meili was a shliach. So l'chora, there's a tema on the Maharam Shif. Yes, it's true that Gerishin is a gefer l'chazach. It's very unfortunate. But is it so clear that Rabbi Bar Chana never divorced his wife? Because of the Gemara that Gerishin is not pashut. Kasha Gerishin. Did we not find Tanoim that divorced their wives because when they needed to? And based on this speculation, could Rashi have said bevados that he was a shliach? Not only that, but mebleib tshver mit tzveiter kasha. We still have the second question. Even if the Maharam Shif is correct that it's not mistav that Rabbi Rachana divorced his wife, we don't know why Rashi had to tell us this. Rashi's telling us pshat in the sugya. How does this help us with pshat in the sugya? So maybe we can explain Rashi differently. Said Mori v'Rabbi Shlita, the Tolna Rebbe as follows. In the Gemara, it's explained that the whole chshash of a get getting lost and reusing it is because there are two Yosef ben Shimons. There's another person in town named Yosef ben Shimon, and he wrote this get, whatever the name is. He has the same name as the person who wrote the get. And if we give the get back to the Baal HaGet, who says that he lost the get, and the raya is that the name fits his name, there's a chshash, maybe there's nachamensh with the same name, and he wrote this get for for his wife. And if you give it back to the first person, maybe he's going to be divorcing his wife with someone else's get, and then she's not going to be divorced. So maybe that's the chashash, says the Gemara. Now the Mishnah Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Beis, writes as follows: Shnayim Shayu Biyir Achas, Shem Echad Yosef Ben Shimon, V'Shem Acher Yosef Ben Shimon. Ein Yecholim Lahitzi Shtar Choyv Lo Zeh Al Zeh, V'Lo Acher Aleim. So if you have two people named Yosef Ben Shimon in town, they can't be Motzi Yishtar Chov on each other, and not anybody else on them. Ketzed Yasu Yishalshu, V'im Hayu Mishulashim Yikasvu Simon, V'im Hayu Misumanim Yikasvu Kohen. You have a city that has two Yosef ben Shimons. You can't write a shtar chov on any of them, because when he comes to be toveya the shtar chov from Yosef ben Shimon echad, he can say, "You got the wrong address, buddy. It's my friend, the other Yosef ben Shimon." And when he comes to the second Yosef ben Shimon, he says, "No, it's my friend, the first Yosef ben Shimon." The only eitza is the Mishnah says yishaleishu. In other words, to add the name of the grandfather, Yosef ben Shimon ben Naftali. And the other one's Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov, for example. And if they were Mishulish, and a remote possibility, but the Sabbas, the grandfathers, also had the same name, write another Simon. Write Yosef ben Shimon Gutz. Write Yosef ben Shimon the short, Yosef ben Shimon the white, Lavan. Write another Simon. And therefore, if we're worried about somebody else having the same name, now we don't have to worry about it anymore. Why? Because you have enough of a simon to make sure you know who the correct person is. So now we can say pshat in Rashi, says Moriv Rabbi Shlita, that Rashi intended to say, when he said the Rabbi Rachana was a shliach, he was miyashev, a very shver kash in the sugya. If we would have learned otherwise that he was the megaresh and not a shliach, well, where Rabbi Baruch Hanna was the Megaresh, it's Savir Lahaniach Shebeget Hayakatuv Shema Megaresh Rabbi Baruch Hanna. If he was the one divorcing, so his name is in the get. And it tells us in Sanhedrin, Dibar Maslow, Rabbi Baruch Hanna, and Daf Hamad Aleph, it says that Rabbi Baruch Hanna was the grandson of Hanna, he was Ben Benal. And the Seder Hadoros, the Sefer Seder Hadoros, there is a Hashara. A possibility is raised that Chana was a woman, not a man. And it's called Rabbi Bar Chana because Chana raised him. So Akapana, Rabbi Bar Chana was a get in which you had Meshulash, you had the third generation. The Safta or the Saba of Rabbi was written. Now what are the odds? What are the odds there's another Rabbi Bar Chana in town? So even if it gets lost and he doesn't have a simon, you can give it back to Rabbi Bar Chana. Because we're not going to be choshish for two Yosef ben Shimons. This is like Huchzuku Shein Josnei Yosef ben Shimon Beir. They're not two people with the same name, so just give it back. There's no chshash. So that was what's bothering Rashi. Rabbi Chana lost the get. If the get is his, you don't have to come out to Simanim and Tviyos Ayin. Because Mitzad, the name of the grandmother, it's a proof that it's his. Mayudik. And therefore, Bavorant Rashi, and Rashi noted that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was a shliach, and in this get there was a regular name, not the name of a mishulash. There, there's a chashash of two Yosef ben Shimons, two people with the same names, and the mele we understand why, how Rashi knew that he was a shliach, and why it's important for him to tell us. He's miyashiv this kasha. So that's the Goinish Einfall of Moriv Rabbi Shlita. We'll all be Zochem Yitzhashem. Lil Moidu Lelamed Lishmor Velasus Ulekaim is called Divrei Salmo Tarasu Bi'ahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Now I'm afraid that somebody's like, so what was the Teretz? So again, the Kasha was, how does Rashi know that he was only a Shliach? And why is it important for us to know? And the answer is, because if it was him getting divorced, then his name probably would have been in the get. And if his name's in the get, right, if his name's in the get, then you don't need to come out to Simon or Tviyasayin to get it back. The Gemara says he needed a Simon or Tviyasayin. He could just get it back because of the fact that his grandma's name is written there, Chana. How many Rabbi Bar Bar Chanas are there in town? So you can give it back to him just because he says, look, it says Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and I'm Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and there's not going to be a second one. So Mele Rashi says, you know, I have to come out to be a sign in Simanim. Because he was a shliach. Vehadvarim, him kaftor, vaferach.